are landlords in the state held accountable when they have nonprofit or charitable status? That's a question our listeners wanted to know. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Violet Comber-Weiland reports, several state and federal entities are involved in the nonprofit status and oversight of these companies.
Chase Howler is the section chief of the Homeowner Protection Unit of the Indiana Attorney General's Office. He says the Indiana Secretary of State approves or denies nonprofit status for Indiana landlords and other companies. The nonprofit tax-exempt status is determined by the Federal Internal Revenue Service. Howler explains the AG's office, along with state entities like health departments, responds to and investigates various issues coming from apartment complexes.
You might drive by an apartment complex and think that it looks pretty decent from the outside. And we've been to several complexes like that. And you take a step inside and it's like you've just stepped into a war zone in some respects.
He adds state nonprofit laws have not been updated in decades and make it more difficult to address complaints against certain businesses. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Comber-Weiland.